This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 19 and verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is the prayer of David, the man who was raised up on high by the Lord. We do pray and normally pray daily for our good health and protection of our physical body. David's prayer is for his spiritual life and the life before God. Our spiritual health is important. Sin in our life ruins our life and defeats the very purpose of our redemption. David talks in the previous verses how the word of God is precious, sweet, enlightening the eyes, gives wisdom and gives joy. He goes on to say how the word of God gives warning in our lives. He then prays to the Lord in verse 12 and verse 13 to cleanse his life, clean the areas unseen by others but seen by the Lord. He wants to be clean before the Lord. He prays to the Lord to be kept away from willful sin, since willfully sinning is dangerous. He wants to be upright before God. Job, who was a rich and prosperous man, lived a perfect and upright life before God. He feared God and departed from evil. God was pleased about his life and gave a good testimony about him. Now David prays about his words and the meditation, which should be acceptable to God and pleasing to God. David connects the words and the meditation, his mouth and the heart. Judas, the disciple of Jesus who betrayed Jesus, came to Jesus and said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. His words sounded to be a beautiful worship, and kiss showed the expression of love. Jesus knew this and exposed him. Judas was wicked, and Satan had entered his heart, enticing him with money. The words of Judas and his heart was not matching. Our words should not be deceitful and empty words. Many times our words are bad words, angry words, vain words, idle words. Our words hurt others very badly. We are accountable to every idle word which we speak. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12 and verse 36. The words God hears for sure are not acceptable to the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 8 says, we should put away such words. In James chapter 3, we read about the little member of our body. This little member is very dangerous. That is the tongue. It is a fire which can cause much damage. It defiles our body. It is a poison. If we control our tongue, we are perfect. David prays in Psalm 141 and verse 3, set watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. David's decision was to be careful and sin not with his lips. Bible says, our communication should not be corrupt, but that which is good, edifying, and minister grace to the hearers. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Also we read in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 6 that our speech should be full of grace and seasoned with salt. Jesus said in Matthew's Gospel chapter 12 and verse 34, out of the abundance of heart the mouth speaketh. So the root cause of the problem of our words being wrong or being bad and the actions in our life is our heart. If the thoughts and meditation is defiled, our actions and words will be defiled. So the root of the problem is the heart, and it needs to be protected and guarded. Heart care is required. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Be careful about what goes in through your eyes and ears. World and Satan have so much through so many means and media to correct our mind and heart. We should keep our mind with the presence of the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our heart should be filled with the Word of God. Our thoughts should be filled with spiritual songs and making melody in our hearts, as we read in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 and also Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. If our heart's condition is like that, our meditation will be acceptable to God and there will be no room for defilement. David prayed this prayer because he wanted to please the Lord in his life. Let this be our prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord bless this word.
FIBA prayer team will stand with you in prayer. Please call 7996-010203. The phone line is open every Wednesday and Friday between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.